Hi, I'm Damon Davis. Welcome to One on One. Listen, everybody battles with something. Maybe you have health issues today. Maybe you're just sick. You get out of bed each day and you want to get back in bed and stay there. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe you got a bad report from the doctor and you're wondering where God is in this whole thing. Maybe you're having family problems, a relationship issue. Maybe you're having problems with your kids. They're off track and you're struggling to find a way to get them back on track and living the life that you know God wants for them. Maybe what you're facing today is money problems. Maybe you look at that bank account and you wonder, how am I going to make ends meet? And I would say that maybe you right now feel like there's no fixing your problems, that you should just give up hope. We all feel that way. We all get to that place where we want to just quit. But what if you could learn a way to not only overcome the situation that you're in, that you're facing, that your family's facing, but what if you could discover a strategy, a way that you could begin to live an abundant life, one with breakthrough, one with peace, one with purpose, where everything you've lost is restored, and where your life would change for the better in every way? Well, that's what this show's about. And that's what this program today is about, because in the next 30 minutes, you're going on a journey with me one-on-one with a guest that's going to show us how to discover that by simply adjusting our negative thoughts, evil words spoken from our mouth and against us, patterns of our thinking, all of this we can break free from today. That means that no matter what you're struggling with, no matter what you're facing, no matter what's going on in your world, all it could take is one word from God to break through, to live the life that you've been called to live. Isn't that awesome? Wouldn't that be the thing that would set your world in orbit, that would help you go forward from this program today and begin to live that impossible life, but a very possible one with God? Well, today you're going to meet Mary and Keith Hudson. They're traveling missionaries, I'll call them. Amazing people. A man and woman of God, titans that are going across this globe teaching people how to live this kind of life I'm talking about. Now, Kate and Mary Hudson are no strangers to this space, and they're no strangers to the platform, and they're no strangers to bringing this kind of truth to people like you and I. And today specifically, Mary Hudson, the author of an amazing book called Smart Bombs, is going to talk to us about how to tear down strongholds in our life, how hearing and applying this word of God can change everything. Are you ready for that? I know that you are. So now, let's go. One-on-one with these amazing guests, and you one-on-one with the best days of your life, starting now. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In you are talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny. It's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Look, if you don't know these two people, if I may go there, They are the parents of one of the most amazing musical talents in the world today, Katy Perry. Can I go there?
It's okay. Sure. We're the parents.
I mean, did you know she was going to be this amazing voice? When she was growing up, when she was little, when she was coming along, you know, did you know that she would be doing what she's doing today?
And we always had prophetic indications. And I believe that God tries to show you things are to come. And I was pregnant with her. I was at a conference in Washington, D.C., and the grandson, or the son-in-law, I should say, of John G. Leake prayed over me and said, this baby will do something great for God.
Wow.
She will sing before kings and presidents, and her voice will break the spirit of witchcraft.
Wow.
And so she always liked to write. She liked to sing. She liked to warble. We used to call her the bird. Mm. And when she got to be 9 years old, we were the staff evangelists at a church in Scottsdale, Arizona. And a South African prophet came over to her and picked her out of the whole crowd of 2,000 people. Kim Clement. He stood her up and he said that you will take this voice and you will sing before kings and presidents and your voice will break the spirit of witchcraft.
Boy, boy. And you know, people watching right now, maybe they've let go of their dreams. Maybe they have accepted life for what it is. Maybe they have just begun to be in agreement with that sickness, be in agreement with that empty bank account, be in agreement with that broken marriage, right? But God is wanting us to not be in agreement with our circumstance.
Right.
But He's wanting us to be in agreement with what His Word says about their life. And right, that's you, which means strongholds
right.
have to be blown up.
That's right.
Is that what smart bombs
is
about? That's
right, exactly, David.
Let's get into
that. You tear those things down. The byline on that title is there, you know, of course it's smart bombs, but it says tearing down strongholds with the explosive, there's the adjective right there, the word that explodes in your heart. And when you're reading along in the Bible and you see a phrase or a sentence that jumps out at you, it speaks to you personally, that's the rhema word that God is talking about for you
wow.
to direct you, to put wind into your sails, to start moving you in the right direction, to start taking you away from looking at the circumstances, and to believe His word is true for you that day, that moment, that instant.
Wow.
It can change you right where you are.
Amen. Mary, let's start for the people watching with helping me understand what a smart bomb really is.
There's two types of bombs that they used to use in Iraq and in the field there in Afghanistan. There were dumb bombs, and it would take 100 dumb bombs in the same target to take out what one smart bomb could go and do exactly and precisely. They even have smart bombs now for cancer. They will target the tumor without affecting any of the surrounding tissue, and it's being used in Germany today.
Good.
But it's something's precise, something exact, something's going to tear down a stronghold that's been stopping you from your destiny, from what God has for your life.
Well,
it's a
good
bomb. It's something that it has the life of God in. And, you know, I used to think I was a reporter, I was a writer, I still am a writer, but I think, well, the Bible, you know, before I was born again, it's just black words and white page. What can it do for me? Let's just let God breathe. It's got the life of God in it. And when God speaks to you a word that's alive for you and personal, then it explodes inside of you and it changes you and it causes you to look beyond what is possible into the impossible and see God's vision for your life and see the destiny He has on you.
Wow. Mary, this is spiritual warfare at its best.
Exactly.
I mean, is that what you're describing?
Totally.
We are at in a battlefield, right?
We're the army of God.
We are, and we're at war.
Exactly.
As we watch or do this show and people watch this show, right now, they're at war. The enemy is trying to keep them trapped where they are and positioned where he wants them to be.
But once they have the knowledge that God has already won that battle for them, and all they have to do is, you know, pull the slingshot back, aim that little pebble for Goliath's face with their mouth, God will take that thing and He will smash that stronghold.
And that's what a smart bomb is.
Exactly.
Well, let's just hit a few of them if we can.
Go ahead.
What is one smart bomb that you can activate, that you can send off in your life? Is it the Word of God?
Well, there's two types. One is the Word of God, which is straight from the throne, and the other is the prophetic word, which is through the voice of man. And it's not as, you know, pure because it's filtered through a human being,
right.
But it is a prophetic word, and if it lines up, you know, if it speaks to you, if it edifies you, lifts you up, and exhorts you, then it's the Word of God. If it tears you down, pulls you down, it's not God.
No.
And if it doesn't line up with anything that bears witness with you, you just put it on the shelf, leave it alone. If it be of God, it'll come to pass. If not...
And the other smart bomb would be what? Prayer? Declaration?
The main smart bomb in your life is going to be the Word of God. That's going to be the one true, pure thing. And the second one is a prophetic word filtered through man. It's not as pure, but if it like agrees with what is already going on in your spirit and you bear witness to it, then yes, it's a smart bomb that'll change your life.
Are you seeing life change, Mary, as a result of this book? Are y'all hearing stories?
Oh, yes. People have read it over and over again, and they say, we can't believe with that book. That book took us back to the basics, but the stories you give, and they keep chewing it through the week.
That's good. How would I use smart bombs, Mary, if I got the book today, either for me or a gift for someone else? How would I begin to apply this to bring these strongholds down, to tear them down?
Well, you have to go through the Word for yourself. That's what requires God. You know, He requires you to grab things that you've had, scriptures that God's spoken to you in the past or they're speaking to you today, or prophetic words. I tell people, listen, if you've got a prophetic word that really bears, you write that thing down. Mm. You don't let that thing go. And I've known people that have written it down, they've spoken it out, and boy, I see them 5 years later and said, it came to pass, Mary, it came to pass.
Wow.
Because they actually took it and used it. You can't just have a tennis racket and hold it in your hands. You got to lob that ball over the net.
That's right. If you want the ball to go anywhere.
Thank you.
And Mary, you don't just start writing, right? God gives you the motivation, right?
Yes.
God gives you the direction,
yes,
to write. This,
yes,
is a powerful book.
I think sometimes, Dane, when you're writing a book, you have to go free flow, though. You have to go stream of consciousness, because if you get too organized,
right,
like I have some famous minister friends who need to write their books, but they're like trying to get it too organized. I'm like, stop it. Just get in the river. Get out of the camp and jump into the river.
And did you write this book in the river?
Well, yeah, you have to. You have to pray and write and pray and write, get the downloads and pray and write.
What am I going to find here? What's the reader going to find in this
book? A lot of great stories. Like, here's a word. We have ministered in the prophetic for the 35 years of our ministry. Mm. We've been married 35 years in December.
Congratulations.
And, thank you.
You put up with him that long?
I'm telling you.
She's got a t-shirt that says, I survived Keith after I pass away.
No, you're not going anywhere, honey. You're living a long life.
I'm in agreement with her on that.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm putting that smart bomb on you.
So,
bam. Yeah, I have words and scriptures for all of my children. According, you know, you train up a child in the way they should go according to their individual gift or bent. And God gives you the eye to see what a child's really good at, so you encourage them in that area. You encourage a child to play violin, to sing, to paint, to write, to be a scientist, to be a chemist, to be a doctor, whatever you see God has gifted them with, graced them with. Listen, go with the flow. Don't try to do something that's hard or difficult. You're going to be a lawyer because I'm a lawyer. No, they might be a saxophone player.
Well, but encouragement is a bomb.
Exactly.
So let's talk about that first smart bomb, being an encourager.
Well,
right?
Being an exhorter, like Barnabas was an exhorter. He was an encourager for Paul. He got Paul through doors. I mean, 2014 is the year of the double door of favor.
Mm.
And you can go through those doors. Doors are going to be open to you again this year that were been closed to you in the past, and you may have passed them by. But this year, God is the God of mercy, the God of grace. He's reopening those opportunities for you again, and it's up to you to move through them. But you've got to have the unction to function. You can't sit back there like a cow at a new gate and say, what am I going to do now? No, get moving on your high places.
That's
of
good.
Trouble, suffering, responsibility. Don't let fear and terror paralyze you, because people get scared. They think, OMG, I can't do that. No, you can't. But you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
Flex
right.
Those muscles.
Come
get
on.
Those guns going. You can do it through Him. You're not doing it on your own strength. Let Him go. We're in the last of the last days. We've got to trumpet this out. We've got to speak it out. We've got to explode some things in people's lives to get them going.
And see, I believe we're living in a day that God has released revelation in our lives, not information. Because see, what we all need, there's people watching today, you don't need information on your money. You can open up your checkbook. You can go to your bank account. You don't need information on your son or your daughter. You don't need information on whatever. You need revelation. And I believe we're living in that day. Even Daniel prophesied in the book of Daniel, said, seal it up until the end of the time, which I believe we're in that time where now God is releasing revelations so we can walk in that,
not just
information.
And isn't walking in that, and isn't it being released, part of what the tearing down process is,
yes,
of the strongholds in your life?
Exactly.
Mary, how do we do that? How can we begin, people watching, begin to tear down these strongholds that are gripping us and keeping us from God's promises?
Well, I think actually when you have a stronghold, it's not just something you have in your mind. When you talk the word, when you speak the destiny, when you decree a thing, you declare it, and the favor of God shall shine upon your ways. It's not an action you take. It's like you've got to add action to your faith. You've got to do something with what God has given you. You've got to throw that. David couldn't just sit there with that slingshot and look at that nasty old giant. He had to take that pebble and aim it right for the right spot.
Yes, he did.
You've got to aim your words at that stronghold that's been coming against you. If you've got a healing situation in your body, you've got to decree and declare, like Dodie Osteen did with her metastatic liver cancer, by his stripes, I was healed 2,000 years ago. Amen. You're not going to defeat me, devil, because I've got a word of a God who is alive and powerful. And you've got that word in your mouth, but you've got to use that word. You've got to talk it out. I'll give you an example of, if you want, a situation. We were in Benton, Arkansas, doing a revival about 5 years ago. And a man that we prophesied to, all we said it was, you will be healed by the end of the year. Well, that's fine, but he was not sick, which presented somewhat of a problem. So anyway, he was a biology teacher teaching biology in the high school. He knew about the facts of the body, so well acquainted about the facts. It's sometimes difficult, I think, for medical people like doctors and nurses to believe God, because they're presenting 40 to 60 hours a week with the natural facts.
Well, he had all the information that he could possibly want.
He had all that information. And then 2 months later, he comes down with a melanoma that his sister had died from 18 months before. And so that was reality to him. And it was speaking to him louder than anything else that he could handle, because he was so well acquainted with the natural.
Sure.
So he went along for about 6 months. And then finally in September, the doctors told him and said, listen, you better wrap up your affairs. There's nothing else that we can do for you. And there's some people out there today, and they've had bad reports from the doctor. But the point is, you're down at the bottom line. It's whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord? And when you've got a smart bomb, something to hang on to, it can rise you up out of your situation like a phoenix out of the ashes. But you've got to hold on to that thing. It's just like being in that Mad Hatter teacup ride at Disneyland. You better hold on to the handles. You'll fly right out of there. Amen? But you've got to have the security of that Word of God to hang on to and to go forth with, and you will come out of that situation through your mouth, decreeing and declaring it. So anyway, this biology professor went through these 6 months. The doctor said there was no hope, but you know what? He just got mad. He just got mad on the inside. And sometimes you just got to get cranky, and you just got mad at the enemy on the inside. You're not going to let this thing happen to
That's
me.
Right.
I'm going to come up, and I'm going to come out of it. And so he went out in his backyard the very next day after that report, and he cried out to God, and he said, God, you gave me a word 6 months ago, and it said that I was going to be healed by the end of the year. And Father, we are in the middle of the fall this year, and God, these doctors said that I am not going to make it. But Father, I'm listening to your prophetic word because it lines up with my spirit. But I'm also speaking it out today, and I'm saying, Father, I thank you that I will be healed by the end of the year. And because he declared and decreed it, the very next day, he went back to those doctors, and they saw his white blood cell count start to change.
True.
And by the end of that year, in December, he was totally healed.
And,
because
he
took the word.
It
wasn't just to the prophet to speak the word. You've got to do something with the word that you get.
It's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't start with seeing the end of the thing being what man says that it is.
Yeah.
It starts with seeing the end of the thing with what God says it's going to be.
That's right. Declaring the end from the beginning.
Right. And
then
you got to have something to work your faith.
Yeah, you do. You've got to have substance.
You've got to have substance. It's not just floating on the cloud and just hoping that the best is going to work out and just walk. It's walking in the best is going to work out. And that's the substance of the word. God is greater than our problems. God is greater than anything that the enemy can put on us.
He is.
Exactly.
So whether it's a financial problem, a marriage, whatever the problem is, God is greater than that problem. And the substance, as you describe, what you talk about in Smart Bombs, is God's magnificent, miracle-working power word.
That's right.
Mary, do you have, as we wrap up this session together, do you have scriptures that you stand on? Are there scriptures that you start your day with? Are there scriptures that you end your day with? Are there scriptures that you deal with the things in your life every single day?
Well, I always come to mind 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God who always, in one way or another, causes us to triumph in Christ. Mm. And I believe in the triumphant presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't believe he's a God that holds us back. I believe he's a God that wants us thrust forward into our destiny.
Wow.
And scripture comes to me in Habakkuk 3:19 says, we cannot stand still on our high places of trouble, suffering, responsibility. We've got to keep moving. We've got to keep pressing forth to the mark of the high calling of
That's good.
In our life. And suffering, trouble, and responsibility, it strike, they freeze you into a place of fear where you don't know whether you can break out of it. But through Christ, through him, through the power of God rising up in you, you can bust out of that thing. But you've got to believe that his power is greater than that thing that's holding you in prison. Amen. Even if you're in jail right now, no matter where you are, you might be in jail, but you don't have to let that jail be in you.
That's right. And you know, there are people watching that are in that kind of prison, right?
Right.
They've gotten up this morning and the circumstances have surrounded them. Mm. That's all that they see. That's what they're being bound by.
Yeah.
That's the stronghold.
Mm.
And you don't have to be in that position. You don't have to be in prison.
Stuck
by the circumstance. It's just a matter of recognizing that the smartest bomb you could have in your life that will disrupt everything in your life, set your world in orbit, put your feet on solid ground to walk out the purpose and the promise and the destiny that the Master has for you. It's found in the Word. There are a few books that will awaken you to the understanding of how smart God's bomb can be in your life. His Word, His revelation, the illumination of His Word, than Spark Bombs written by Mary Hudson. About how you can awaken God's power in your life. Plug into that source of power to see the amazing breakthrough that you're seeking today. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
We thank you for being with us on this program.
Thank you.
Keith and Mary Hudson brought it today. What they brought was the truth found in the Word of God. And that means that we can begin to live a victorious life starting now based upon this truth. Now, the best way to hear God is by reading His Word, right? God uses His anointed and speaks to us through prophecies, but we don't have to wait to hear God until someone speaks into our life. You see, His Word, it's already here. It's waiting for you and I to listen, to open that Bible today and allow God to speak into our situation. You see, for some of us, it's like we're in a desert. It's a dry place. It's hot. We're beaten down. Sometimes we're hopeless. And when the Word of God comes, that water from that Word, that living water, whew, I don't know about you, but it's like water to a sponge. We soak it up. And that's what God wants us to do today. Soak up this truth and to believe that we can live a victorious life. But that means we've got to take a step and get back to the basics. That's what this amazing couple talked about. And now is our chance, your chance to break free. So this book, Smart Bombs, precisely hits the target that it's designed to hit in your life. It's not about how tough your life is. It's not about how far off track it might seem. When God drops a bomb in your life, He drops it with precision to hit the target, to do exactly what it's designed to do. And that's how God rolls. It's time that we take advantage of this truth, to drop these smart bombs of the Word of God in our life so that we can set the enemy on the course he needs to go, which is out of our life, so we can begin to live the life that God promised us, a renewed life, with renewed minds, with better days, with sleep at night. You know what I'm talking about. We're meditating on how great God is, how rich a life is with Him, and how we can live victoriously. That's what He wants for us today. It's what He wants for you. I know that He does. And that's why I'm so excited about this book. Please get your hands on it, get a hold of it, get it into your life, into your heart. You are a child of God. Take back what is rightfully yours today.
Are strongholds in your life holding you back? If you have patterns of wrong thinking in your life, then know that kind of thinking is based on the lies and deception of the devil. His mission is to kill, steal, and destroy all the blessings God wants for you. Deception is the primary weapon of the enemy, blocking you from healing, financial freedom, and restored relationships. If you're feeling guilty or depressed, or you're struggling with addictions or low self-esteem, if you're feeling trapped or defeated, then it's time to change your life. Using real-life examples, Mary Hudson's new book, Smart Bombs, gives you step-by-step, practical ways to use God's Word as a tool to explode the deception, lies, and roadblocks you're facing. Are you ready to annihilate those strongholds in your life once and for all? In this groundbreaking, yoke-releasing book, get ready to be empowered with an understanding of the devil's schemes against you and discover how to use God's words as smart bombs to stop the devil in his tracks. Smart Bombs will show you how, with the anointed word of God, to go on the offense and demolish strongholds, and how to take back everything the enemy has stolen from you. Today, with your love gift of only $40, you will receive Mary Hudson's new life-changing book, Smart Bombs. But that's not all. If you're ready to finally change the circumstances you're in, then Damon wants to also include a very special collection of resources to help you activate God's Word in your life. If you call right now, Damon will send you his one-on-one word activation system. 3 incredible messages to walk you through how faith comes by hearing, how to speak the word over your life, and how to walk out the word for supernatural victory. Damon so wants to see your life change that he is sending these to you free, just for ordering Smart Bombs. And that's still not all. When you order, Damon will also send you the complete, unedited, full-length interview with Mary and Keith Hudson, a $20 value, but yours free today. This is over $75 worth of valuable, life-changing resources. But today, we want to offer it to you, our faithful one-on-one partners, who listen to this program each week by radio or tune in by television or webcast for only $40. And know that your generous love gift of just $40 helps Damon continue to bring this program and its special anointed guests to the world. Take advantage of this Smart Bomb collection today and wreak havoc on the plans and attacks of the enemy. Call now.
Stay tuned for another program next week. I'm going to bring another amazing guest to you. Please connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. Go tell someone about this amazing program. And you know what? Do me something else. Do a favor for me if you would. I know you have questions. I know you want answers. I want you to send me a question, because you know what? Maybe I'll ask your question here of a guest that's on the show. And we'll answer it together. That's what this program is all about. One-on-one with us and you. Go take on an amazing, amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.